Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, this is our first show of 2020. Happy New Year, sir. Welcome aboard. Great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Happy New Year to you and to all our listeners as well.
All right. 2 weeks into 2020, we're still saying Happy New Year. I don't know how long you have the right to do that, but hey, we'll go with it. But hey, there was an interesting article in Education Week about the study of religious texts in school. This comes as many states now allow for the study of the Bible as history, as literature in public school. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, this is really interesting. Education Week is not considered a bastion of conservatism. So I was really kind of shocked to see this article. And the author, he talks about the value in his own experience of being familiar with the Bible and religious texts. Overall, I think he's really trying to advocate in his own way that we should be taking a look at using the Bible, as you suggested several states are, in terms of looking at history and literature. He even mentions in the article that there are some things that could be learned from the Bible about what's going on in our world today. And the other part of that is that 60% of the advanced placement literature prep course has biblical phrases and works of Shakespeare in it. And it seems to me that if students are not using the study of the Bible in a historical or literature context, that they're going to struggle with that AP exam.
All right, and we suggest you go to Education Week. I imagine they have a website where you can learn more, or you will have more on this on your website. We'll give that at the end of the program. So the governor of New York gave his big State of the State speech, and there's always a lot in there that has to do with public education. Seemed to brag that New York spends more per pupil than any state in the country on public education. Also took issue with the funding formula and how unfair that is. What were your thoughts on his outlook on public education in 2020?
Well, I'm not surprised that he would brag on the amount of money that's spent in public education. I think he likes to spend a lot of money. The issue always comes down for me is whose money is it that we're spending? And it's yours and mine and every other taxpayer in the state. And I think the governor and education reps in general have forgotten that. We're looking at a $6.1 billion deficit, and the educational consortium has said they need another $2 billion for education for this coming year. So the money does not grow on trees, despite what people may think. And I'm really concerned that, we just continue to spend. It's time for our governor and the legislature to realize that taxpayers have about reached their own personal cap, not just the cap in the district. And it's time to look at, are there some efficiencies that we can make instead of just saying, well, we'll just throw some more money at it and maybe it will get better?
Well, the school board vote doesn't happen till May in New York, a chance for you to go out and decide your school budget and just as importantly, maybe more importantly, decide the makeup of your school board. And a lot of districts are struggling on this front. That's why you teamed up this weekend with our friends at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms for a workshop designed to get more Christians involved in their local school board. Tell our listeners again why that's so important.
Well, we did have a great time on Saturday up in Rochester. We had a room full of people that were interested in knowing more about the importance of considering a run for their school board. It's really important because the school board makes the final decision on the hiring of all personnel, on the curriculum that's taught, on the textbooks that are used in the district. So it's really, really important for people to consider that area of service. Just last week, I noticed that the president actually has signed an executive order for the education department at the federal level, asking them to modify or repeal any measures that they determine are really overreach and give the power for education back to municipalities. Now, if that's ever an opportunity for people to be involved at the local level, this is a new opportunity, because if this happens, there's going to be more and more responsibility for public education coming back to the local school boards. That's why it's so important for people to consider running for their board.
All right. And think of the impact that Christians could have on their community. Exciting to think about, Ralph. If folks have more questions about getting involved with their local school or any question in general for Ralph Kerr, where can they find you, sir?
Simply whyrun.org. Let me say thank you to those people that have been asking questions about various things in education. We're happy to respond at whyrun.org.